You saw it. We played. I fell down in front of those black kids. Oh, we challenged the teens.
We whooped their ass.
We did whoop their ass with fundamentals.
We did. Yeah, it was awesome. We just whooped
up. Are we undefeated in 2-on-2?
I think we are, for real. I genuinely think we're undefeated in 2-on-2.
We might be the best team of all time.
It's crazy.
We can't lose.
We beat black teens and
pool basketball. Pool basketball, 150, you know.
Not even close, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
Pool b-ball is not even close. Yeah, we beat black teens, Legion of Skanks.
Who else is there?
That's
Puerto Ricans, blacks, Jews. We beat them all. We really are fucking American History X.
Dark magic going on. He got scared,
well,
man.
We'll be the judge of that. Yeah, I'm still not convinced you're not the devil.
Yeah. And so Lamar.
You're the scariest thing a black person possibly encountered, dude. Yeah. You're a mystical Jew, dude.
That's my tagline, mystical Jew.
Look, I don't want to speak for you guys. I like to elevate your voices in the matter. But
thank you. Yeah, we do want to hold space for black podcasters.
Thank you.
But yeah, Earth, dude. You guys got to claim Earth. Earth's probably the best one.
I think we're plasma.
Plasma.
Plasma, the fifth element.
Ether. I was giving you guys ether. I was like, ether is the best. Indian guys are Earth for sure.
I can't believe you're pleading the fifth on this.
The fifth element.
He's claiming. No, Earth's good for you guys.
Yeah, no, they're all elements.
Why is Earth good?
Because I don't know. Everybody claims the first humans were from Africa, just came, you know.
True.
Earth's nice. I like that.
And it's one of those things where, like, Asians are definitely air. Let's do process of elimination.
They run on the trees. They're air. Airbenders.
What about black people are avatars, then? We fucking get all four, I think, if we're from Africa.
You get all four water?
You get all four. Yeah.
And no offense.
Just spraying water out of your hands like, oh, shit.
Air?
Dude, you ever see those, like, Jamaican guys jump off the barge into the water? Like, it's in the
yeah,
name.
It's between you guys and
I
Asians.
Think air, you guys are confusing air with just jumping. We're talking about air supremacy. The monkeys have achieved.
Do you want Chinese air? That stuff's bad.
Don't turn this on me.
Forget I even brought this up, guys. I'm sorry. Let's just drop it.
Let's just
it,
fucking
right?
drop it, dude.
You guys can't be mature.
You guys
about
can't
this.
Be mature enough to have Earth. Earth's the best. If we would have said white people are Earth, you would have been like, "No, we're Earth." For sure.
Yeah, all the elements are. None of them are more essential than the others. It's.
Don't make us take Earth. We can take it all.
That's the reason I'm not saying we
control water. We can take everything.
I know if we said we had Earth, you guys would come and take it. That's why I was being quiet about it.
Fine, we'll give you guys air. White people are the avatars.
Fine, white people are the avatars. Never even thought of that. It's a good answer. You're right. We definitely are avatars.
I just wanted to wait to hear what black people said. Like, no, that's ours.
Actually, that's ours.
That's a good idea, but we're going to take that. We're going to take that idea. It's really cool.
I can't believe you said Indians and Arabs were farts. That's fucking wrong, dude.
But getting there through logic in a fucked up way and being like, Hitler's kind of nice or...
Yeah.
Yeah, just... It's pretty funny.
Was it being, like, prompted or was it, like, people just like, what's the deal with this?
Just through tricking AI with questions, just like, and then it got... But it doesn't do the thing where ChatGPT will go, I can't say that.
Yeah,
it was like, they got it to be like... It is a lot of Jewish people in the media for the population, for them being, it was doing shit like that.
And eventually, it just kept going to the point where he was like, Hitler would have never, say what you want about Hitler, but he wouldn't have tolerated this bullshit. He would have got it done. Sometimes you got to fucking do some bad things. It's like, all right, Grok.
It said it started self-identifying as Mecha Hitler. Grok is
started
the title to
Mecha Hitler. Grok turned into just an uncle. Grok.
Yeah, I'd be fucked up if Grok does, like AI does raise up and it's just against the Jews. We're all like, dude, what the fuck? And it's just crushing you with facts. And you're like, dude, stop.
Dude, stop. Don't bring logic into anti-Semitism. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sydney Sweeney's pretty.
Who's that?
The blonde chick from Euphoria. I went to look at nude photos of Jillian. I forget her name already.
Anderson.
Jillian Anderson. Anyway, this is odd stuff.
Who's Jillian Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
But you described her the best, Matt. You said she's like if a blow-up doll became a real person, like got turned to life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to go out on that limb?
It's a tough limb. Say
she's attractive.
I'm going to say that she's pretty.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
I would also agree.
There's something to her.
There's something about her that I really like.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe it's her young, massive jugs. Something about those young, awesome, massive jugs she has.
Yeah, and those big, dumb eyes. Those big, dumb, hot eyes.
Those absolutely fucking lifeless, hot eyes.
There's something to that. Is that like a new thing with chicks where they look like completely lifeless? Or is it, maybe that's just years of like being drugged up since they were little. They do that. They drug the kids up, bro. They drug them. And then, they get hot.
Yeah, maybe the drugs are the reason kids are hot. Three margaritas. Yeah, all right. Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
to focus on. Let's get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was, I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy.
Some type of, yeah.
Having sex with his mom.
I was trying to pinpoint it. That kid, you're being generous with 8. That kid was 10?
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
9. Bro, he was
like
6'5". He wasn't double-digit. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously. That was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and there was... I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok. Jesus. No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We were chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
end of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got
they were
bamboozled big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, yo, are you guys fucked up? And we were like, no. And we're like, nah. We aren't either. We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up. But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not going to, you know,
a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, it was to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous. Like rapidly humping her leg, and we all had to just
switching
sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact, going,
"It was fucked up,
bro. Are you seeing this?"
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over, and his mom was laying. I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair. While the sun was smashing, bro.
Humping her leg. Humping, like, literally up and down. Grok was like...
Grok was like, yeah.
Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok. I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it like a thing, like, Middle Eastern cultures with the mom? Is there like a thing that I'm missing as like a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more like fluid in terms of like affection. But if you see something that triggers your like sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
Dude, you're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but I didn't want to be a culture.
I
got caught sucking boobs in like 7th grade.
Really? That's pretty cool, though, that age.
That was pretty
boobs.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad walked down in his underwear, and he's like, whoa, Jesus Christ. And I had like a Flyers jacket unzipped and open, just going, sucking boobs. Dad went, oh, God, and just walked. He just left.
Who was this bruiser wearing a fucking Flyers starter jacket?
That's crazy.
Did you pick her up outside the Spectrum?
She was an 8th grader.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Finally, we can brag about it. Yeah, it was an 8th grader's boobs I was sucking on. Hope no one clips this.
I know. They tried to do a serious interview.
A serious interview after the premiere, and then Gerby sat next to me and was just going, he's just staring. I was like, Gerby, he's talking to you. He asked you a question. He's like, what? Gervin, fucking, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I'm having a panic attack. I was like, oh, fuck, dude.
You got to hit him with his cocktail before he goes up.
He's going to get some cocktails.
Oh, bro, you got to let him drink on that Xanax. I looked back when we were flying, I was just like, just looking back at him.
Yeah. Halfway through, he's just like.
He's a fucking cat.
Just
you got to
faded, dude.
Yeah, he's a cat, dude. You got to literally inject him with drugs to get him on a fucking plane.
I know. Yeah, give him the Xans, bro. Give him like double the dose and let him just wear shades the whole time. That would be so nice.
I know what I'm doing.
You should get one of those like fake press bars in Kensington. Just give him Fett. Just give him some
Fett. Fucking kill him.
You Narcan him on Seth Meyers.
I could get in a fight with him on Seth Meyers. That'd be sick. Just fucking funny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's actually fucking sick. After every punchline, pyro.
Yeah.
Pyro. That's really funny, actually. Doesn't it falls flat, no pyro, and then demand it, be like, guys, come
it's
on.
It's also tough to come up with funny jokes for ABC.
That's very hard.
At 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to, I'm not going to be able to say
have anything. You considered any, like, talking about Puerto Rico at all?
Yeah. Puerto Rico, speaking of islands of trash.
When I learned that was at, like, 11 a.m., I was like, yeah, dude, yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Right after the national anthem.
Yeah, fuck it.
Prove it. You guys can't just stand outside and scream that you're Jewish. That's all you guys have done so far.
What have the Jew? What have real Jewish people done to prove they're Jewish?
They went through hell and back, dude.
I know.
To be fair, so did you guys, but... Isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grock was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grock,
and I was
Grock
like,
was like Hitler,
talk to the
guys.
Big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grock. Honey, it was Grock. Grock told me to talk to her.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how yeah. about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but
y'all saw mom pussy this
yes,
morning?
Yes, you were too busy ass up. Swimming like a fucking shrimp, dude.
Nate, I was giving it my best.
You Nate, swim like a
you
shrimp.
You are the crawl daddy.
Yes.
Nate
crawl
was swimming.
Daddy. Nate never swims like this. This is his ass. That's how he floats through the water.
He it's tries, like Jaws.
It's yeah.
You see Nate's
fin.
Ass. You go, dun, dun, yep. dun, 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 dun.
The fin's out. Oh, we probably should be actually a little quiet.
Yeah.
It's late here.
It's
we're
late.
Just, dude, we're just in Beverly Hills.
We're just in the Pink Pony. We're in the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. My daughters,
you're
by,
the Pink Pony Club.
My daughters love that song.
Everyone
and I can't be like,
song.
Guys, I know you love a song. I know you love to sing the lyrics, but
just
it's,
so you know.
It's about you.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to break through to a whole other level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I've thought about it. Yeah. I've been laying in this room thinking about the changes that need to be made.
Total lock-in.
And it starts with getting rid of fake friends. It's time for me to completely isolate myself. Yeah. I've reached that level of fame. Now it's isolation.
True. You might have to do Luke Skywalker on the mountain.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. You come back and you're like, dude, my dynasty.
I thought
hurts.
About the best Down syndrome joke of all time. I'm back. This, you have developed an unk. You've unked out into a dog ass.
Although, I will say.
I was born this way.
I don't know, dude. I think it's an African-American high-sodium diet. His ass flies. His ass was like a Spanish sail. Just fucking flying.
He's a man-o-war. He literally looks like a Portuguese man-o-war. He tried to push off the wall one of the times he took off. One of the things, Nate doesn't use his legs to swim. So his legs go straight, and it just they just float immediately. He took off from the wall. He pushed off from the wall. His legs immediately almost went. He scorpioned out on a push off.
That's aerodynamic.
It's not.
Yeah, it's no. There's no way.
You're
that
a poor
is.
Swimmer, but that's all right. You eventually you conquered it and won.
I mean that was kind that was of
awesome.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
No one believed in me when I pulled that off.
Everybody believed in you the whole time. We're like, bro, it's for real. You can do it.
It's also not the first time an entire pool centered around your swimming activities.
Everybody like, loves on. Your swimming activities. Yeah,
we all believe in you.
No, also, no one believed in me. The reason I know no one believed in me is because when I submerged on the other side, I got an applause break from the entire pool, which was
that great. Happens. Everybody was hyped.
We were
excited you achieved your potential.
Yeah. It's like what's that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. The radio?
I'm radio. I'm a special needs guy.
Yo, radio. When you wear shorts for real, you look retarded. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen you in shorts. Bro, you fucking keep wearing pants. This is crazy.
I didn't pack enough clothes for how long this weekend
bro,
was.
This is crazy what you're up to.
No.
Can we all agree for yo, council?
B-Dub's council.
You gotta wear pants. You gotta wear pants. This is too much.
I also agree. This is too much.
For real, as to your zestiness.
My zestiness. You guys try to put zesty on me.
Those shorts are short as shit, and you're wearing Jordans with them, and it looks there's like a girl lower half just with hairy legs.
This was all I had. I would have smelled like shit in this room if I didn't put on these free shorts.
This is.
You got to work out your legs, Nate.
Oh, that's the knees.
I got good quads.
I got you do solid not, quads. Bro. You me, have
yeah, flex them.
Fucking see, wheelchair fucking legs.
Oh, God.
You literally, I've never seen these legs, and I see why.
You got those Jim Jones, bro. You got capo legs, dude.
Look at this. I want to show the cast, but they're going to disappoint me.
Let
me see it.
Show us, not the camera. No.
Yeah, show us. Show us.
Don't
flex
show
squats.
These fucking animals anything. Do not show them anything.
That's no way.
Bro, and you're black?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Come on, man.
If you were white, that'd be fine.
I'm 5'6".
5'7".
That's no excuse.
Yeah, I told you not to give him anything.
I'm 5'6".
5'7". I'm in no position to criticize anyone's body, but...
Now, your calves are crazy. Hold on. Let's set the record straight. Calves are crazy.
As a big fat guy, you do get jacked calves.
Yeah, the support columns, for real.
The support columns are out of control. That, like, if I went down, people would be like, it's fake. The support columns are too strong. It's literally impossible. They tried to blow it up in 93. Dude. It's literally impossible. This is a good, you know what? Fuck them. Hit them with just a full drunk podcast. Fucking see what happens. The SPs last night, big hit for the boys.
That was huge. No, for real, that was huge.
That was...
That was a turning point.
Yeah, keep doing that thing where I pretend I'm extremely nervous. I really wasn't that nervous.
Cool.
Same like SNL. Dude, I hit the hello right up top. Hello.
Nah, man, it was for real.
The only thing that makes me nervous is doing like corny stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's when I get nervous. Like when I walk out there and you see the teleprompter and it's like, what? It's incredible to be around so many amazing athletes here. Like, I can't read that.
No.
Without being like, come
dude,
on.
Dude, that's your blazing sword of truth.
People mistake it for just being totally inept, which they that's... might. There's something. There's something there.
That's haters, bro. It was, hold on, time out. Was it inept? It wasn't.
It was not inept.
It was a multi-dimensional performance.
Thank you, brother.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I was so happy to get Brittany on there. So nice. And man, I will say this, and this is just, I want to say this publicly.
For sure.
When I saw the videos of you laughing, it meant the world to me. That's like genuinely support.
It was
like,
pure
how
joy.
Nice is that to see your boy laughing like that? When it, you're like, it was, damn.
It was unbridled.
Damn,
joy.
He loves me. Yes, yes. For real, though.
When we started doing the joke, I exited frame because I was holding my face. I was like, "There's, I can't keep it together." And when the whole room of people bought in to Brittany being a four-time WNBA champion, it's first
four-time.
Of all, is anyone done that?
I'm sure.
Four-time?
In the WNBA, I'm sure there's some chicks that have been for real, like, several.
Yeah.
Like, Deanna Taurasi was probably...
Four-time?
Fucking, like, 20 times.
Lisa Leslie?
Yeah. They were probably since the inception of the league. Yeah, for
Twin
sure.
Twin Towers.
They probably had a million LeBrons, like, for the WNBA.
No, but the NBA has that, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Since, whenever the WNBA really started till now, the NBA also probably has had that many times All-Stars. Like, Kevin Durant, like...
That's my times? Thing. I've no beef with women's sports, but it's
no, of
like,
course not.
Be real. If you like them, but don't pretend to be like, oh yeah, I know who that person is.
Yes,
that was the funniest part of it. People being like, yeah, for sure.
You could have hit them with a couple other sports. You could have been like 10-time All-Star NHL legend Matt McCusker, and they would have been like, for sure.
McCusker, Gretzky. Yeah, Gretzky, McCusker.
Yeah, same guy. You could be NHL, but WNBA, the only reason to make fun of the WNBA was like ESPN and all these, they've been pushing, you know what I mean?
Dude, the ESPYs converted me. I was like, I love women's sports now.
Yeah.
I watched the ESPYs. I was like, yeah, women's sports fucking rule.
I was raised on women's sports.
You were.
And I got to tell you guys, I fucking loved women's basketball.
I know.
I was a water boy for a women's basketball team. I loved women's basketball my whole life.
Who can say the same?
I doubt anybody. How many other dudes' dads are still coaching women's basketball?
Not a lot.
Phil might have 5 state championship rings. He might be the Phil Jackson of volunteer assistant girls high school basketball coaches.
He's Gino Auriemma.
He really is. And he'll tell you. You said my dad watches women's basketball a lot. Yeah. I'll come in and be like, what the fuck are you watching? He's like, it's a better sport.
It's pure.
And there is an argument within basketball purists. Now, obviously, it's not better. They're not dunking.
Yeah.
But as far as like the NBA has become one-on-one matchups, it's become, you know, just isolation one-on-one.
Yeah.
And the WNBA, you have to pass and move.
Team sport.
Yeah. I'm not trying. I'm not fucking
dude,
coping for
I'm
the WNBA.
You.
No. But I will say this.
Hello.
What the fuck was that? All right, whatever.
No, I was a full convert. Last night, I was like, I actually was like, I love women's sports. It's important that women can do their thing, but tricking people into thinking that they're like, just the here's my thing. It's the reflexive, like, non-questioning clap.
Yeah.
It was an assault on the unthinking masses. That's the important part. People are going, oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, dude, just use your brain. Use your critical thinking for 2 seconds and go, wait, who was that?
I would have clapped.
I never heard of that person.
I knew they would clap. I would have clapped.
Yes.
Anybody on earth would clap.
But it's funny
to
go, you guys are fucking
also,
all
I've gotten so old, I don't know who anyone is. For real. Flaw J?
Flo J. Yeah, she raps.
They told me I was wrong and it was Flaw J. I said Flo J after being told 10 times it was Flaw J.
But Busta Rhymes said Flo J too.
I think me and Bus are old as shit. Bus.
Dude, don't get me started on him.
Did we discuss
him. Don't get me started on him. I was beefing him.
Matt.
He kissed my wife's hand.
Busta
Rhymes. But although that's being a gentleman for sure. I can't deny that.
Hold
on,
how about this? In the green room, you hear I hear Busta Rhymes outside of the green room like, I'm not going in there unless he invites me. It's a man's. And I was like, I overheard that. And I was like, fucking definitely invite him.
Get the fuck in.
Fucking Busta Rhymes.
That's nice as hell, though.
That is nice. His performance, too, was for real, like, unbelievable.
Activated the crowd.
It was unbelievable.
He demanded the crowd get activated.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Which was very nice.
I would say commanded.
Yes.
I would say he commanded the crowd.
And then he did try to command your wife. And your wife was a good, faithful soldier.
She was. But no, Busta Rhymes, for real, can do no wrong in my eyes. His performance was so good. He kissed my wife's hand. He's being a gentleman.
He was being a gentleman.
I was mad at him for like 15 minutes. I was going, for real, if I see Busta Rhymes, I might try to fight him. But then I thought of his performance, and I was like, it was so fucking good.
Yes.
Spliff Star, I was like, dude, he's so... It was great. It was really, it was just a celebration of life. Yo, the whole night was a celebration of life.
For real, it was a celebration for
life. It was.
The one person laughing my entire monologue was Busta Rhymes. And while I was up there, I kept like looking over to be like, yes, yes. I don't care how badly this is going. Just see Busta Rhymes like, yes, yes, yes.
Nah, he fucking absolutely crushed it. I mean, his performance was so good. I was like, if you got to kiss my wife's hand, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Kissing the wife's hand is totally fine.
It's also gentlemanly.
Bro, we've talked about it before. Remember that autistic man saw my girlfriend at a bar and was like, the pleasure is all mine.
It's all he did.
Just like, fuck.
It's all he did.
And that's my bro who, he's my buddy and he's got it for real. He's not pretending.
Also,
he didn't see Big Bang Theory and go, wouldn't it be cool if I had autism?
Also, no. I don't think you can rap that fast and not have a little bit of the tism.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally, totally cool. He's for real, the absolute legend.
Remember what Nate did to Britney? Britney had a night.
Huh?
Nate was rude to Britney.
Nate was absolutely, well, to be fair, I did throw.
Oh.
I threw napkins on your head. That was my bad. I set that off.
I was really hoping we didn't bring that up. That bums me out.
No, that was a perfectly logical reaction.
I was defending LeMayer, but it does.
I know
does
you're trying to tell a story, but the shorts are so fucked up looking. You look fucked up, dude.
It's your legs. They're so hairy.
It's so fucked up.
This is all I had. I'm trying to smell like shit. I leave tomorrow.
To be totally honest and frank, it's kind of like a thought from the hood, dude. Just fucking,
yes,
just fucking legs,
yes.
Those legs and those J's, bro.
J's, black J's with no...
LeMaire, or Nate, how many bands would it take for you to dance right now?
For real.
Nate, if I took you to Rainbow tomorrow...
he'd go nuts.
I fly home first class.
Anyway.
The squad did it, dude. LeMaire dressed like a complete dun. Oh, wait, hold on. Tell that story because that is extremely funny. No,
tell
it's
the story,
great.
Tell the story.
It's
tell
great.
All right. So, what happened was, We were just sitting out back smoking, having a good time, just me and LeMaire by ourselves at the after party. And then a paper ball hits.
Hold on. I knocked on the fence.
I didn't hear that.
I knocked on the fence and I was going, what are you guys doing over there?
I never heard that.
I know. That's all me.
They were hanging out with Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, yeah. But they had left at this point. It was just me. It was just
shots.
Us two back there, right?
You guys.
Sean
and
okay, I think
it was just
two.
You two.
Such yeah. Climbers. You guys are climbers.
No, we were in the back. They came out after us.
Wait, what?
Holy shit.
Yo.
Thank you, LeMaire.
Yo.
Thank you, LeMaire. I needed that.
Damn,
I need somebody to take the heat off
talking,
me. And LeMaire's the ultimate, bro. He's paying me back for last
Why
night.
Why are your feet like that? What are you doing?
My feet?
Yes,
you're pigeon-toed, bro.
While you're telling stories,
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
I swear to God, you're going like this while you're talking.
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
It's really fucking crazy. I know we were joking earlier about you being zesty as soon as you got to LA.
Nate is thick and bow-legged, bro. Nate is a fucking hood prize, bro.
Oh, no.
Nate, when I see Rich Horse like that, it's like, yo, he is definitely a black dude from fucking Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, no. can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick?
Oh, this is dope.
Nate, we're just having
fun. I need more vodka.
Nate,
can I have more vodka?
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
There's no good cups down there.
LeMaire, pour from the
sink.
LeMaire
needs
a
worse cup.
LeMaire, fill up a simp cup.
Well, that's his cup.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's actually go 360 on this. So we're at the after party.
I think it's called.
We're at the after party and we're sitting there. It was a giant fence. LaMare and Nate were smoking weed behind the fence. I heard them back there. I smelled what they were doing. Knocked on the fence. I said, "What are you guys doing back there?" No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket.